Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jeff Rovell. And we're sitting here talking with Linda Livio, who is the director of the Port Washington Senior Center. And Linda took over in October, you said?
Yes.
In October. So, you know, which is nice. I mean, one of the things we're talking about, oh, I just see here, Valentine. One of the things that we were talking about is we'll go back to the contest, not the contest, the Port Has Talent, but the trips. Like, we had the trips in Great Neck, but they kind of died because people stopped going. And now you have a lively group. To wind up with 35 people is tremendous. And that's another thing that people, seniors, want to do. They don't want to drive. If you can come up with a transportation, you make, obviously, Linda's making the plan. So you're making the plan, you just have to make sure everybody's willing, you know, you get the money up front.
Yes.
And you're buying however many tickets. Because some of these excursions sound wonderful.
A lot of these excursions we've sold out on.
Right, okay.
They're very, very popular. We went to the Ohika Castle.
Oh, okay.
Which was very nice. We did a trip to the mall, which seems maybe small to many people, but for a lot of people that don't drive, that can't get to the mall or don't want to deal with the parking at the mall. So that was a nice trip. We did Roosevelt Field shopping for the holidays. We did a trip to Walmart, which again, some people can't get to it.
So that's a smart idea.
We took them to Walmart and went to the Olive Garden for lunch. So we have all different types of things. You mentioned earlier, Canasta,
Jeff
did. I heard somebody mention
Jeff's wife's Canasta.
So
do you play too, Jeff, or no?
No, I'm being, I'm trying to be commandeered to it, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
Is Canasta cards or tiles?
Cards.
That's
Mahjong is tiles.
Oh, Mahjong, okay.
But we had a Canasta class / lesson that started in March. It was a 4-week session where each week the players came for 2 hours and learned how to play the game, and now they're continuing and playing at the center. We're hoping to do the same thing with Mahjong, which is the tiles.
That's the tiles,
in the fall. We haven't quite gotten there yet. So, we have lots of different things, and as I mentioned, we try to do a talk each month. We had the PSE&G and National Grid come in to talk to our members. We had an attorney come in. I'm trying to think of all of the different people that have come and visited us. We had the Port Salt Cave. We had the Milneck Hearing Audiology van come in.
Actually, you know what I want? The phone number.
For
Port. Because this way, if somebody wanted to get involved or come down.
It's on the second page here.
You got a great
Our phone number is 883.
Okay.
6656.
Okay. And
you can get in touch with us or leave a message if nobody is there, or you can email us, at the Port Washington Senior Center. Our email is pwseniorcenter@gmail.com.
Perfect. That's nice and easy, too. And again, anybody who's listening doesn't have a pen with them, call 311 and we'll pass on this information. But the important thing is, and I push seniors to do it. I mean, as you age, it's nutrition, it's socialization, and of course it's health. That are the major things. And so you call the center, find out when the next trip is, find out what's going on in a given day. So you can say, listen, come on down, and it's $20 membership. I'm not looking at that as a membership, to be honest with you, but I mean, it's legit. So for once a year, so whenever you join, it's random, or it's a calendar year.
Well, it's once a year. It's January to December. So if you join between January and June, which is the first 6 months of the year, it's $20. If you come July through December, we knock it down to $10.
Oh,
and then, you know, if you come in October and it's $10, then in January you restart with your $20.
Right. Now, and that, honestly, yes, it is a fee, so you can call the center free. But in actuality, to spend $10 and be able to go to the classes and just the lectures, to wind up with 12 lectures a year for $20, and you learn something from every one of them.
Right, of course. And a lot of people, our exercise classes are extremely popular. And a lot of people tell us that they live in a senior community and that they have to pay $15 just to go to one class.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the truth. So, I mean, to come to these things, and there's a schedule for them.
Yes.
And this newsletter, is tremendous. Oh, we got a calendar of events.
Yes, right in the middle, you have your calendar of events. On the top, you have our menu daily, and on the bottom, you have our various activities that are going on a daily basis.
Wow, I'm just looking at the menu. It's cool.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, this one is February. It makes no difference which one we're looking at. But there was chicken, baked fish, Salisbury steak, fried chicken, meatloaf, chicken masala,
yes,
ham with cabbage.
We tried to make it different. And also each month, I didn't mention, we tried to have some sort of a party, whether it's Valentine's Day,
okay,
St. Patrick's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, the holidays. We have something Labor Day. So on those days, it's a special menu, and we have a special bigger jackpot bingo, and typically we have a sponsor come in. Somebody from one of the local residents will come in and sponsor the bingo and say hello to our members, and we'll have a special menu for that. So we try to do that monthly as well.
Bingo is at lunch?
Yes, after lunch.
Oh, after lunch. Okay.
After lunch. So lunch is served at 12 o'clock. So at 12:30, bingo would start. It's typically about an hour, so from 12:30 to 1:30.
That's every day?
That's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. Tuesday and Thursday is bingo day. Oh, so that's your bigger lunch days.
Those are my bigger lunch days.
Okay.
You got it. Maybe as time goes on, bingo will be added on other days. We will see. Right now, that's what it's traditionally been.
Okay.
Since
okay.
Before I was there.
Okay. Now, also, I believe you did have, I'm not saying you still do, a grief group?
Yes. Yes. So Gail Sellis is the Project Independence social worker at our facility, and she does have, no, it's not a
caregiver.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, it's a caregiver.
Yes.
Okay.
It is not bereavement. It is a caregiver support group for women or men who are the sole caregiver to their significant other.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they did have bereavement
did have
at one
a bereavement.
Point,
That's why
but I don't know if
they still did.
Yeah, I don't know if they didn't have enough members or what exactly transpired, but at the moment, she only does the caregiver support group every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock at our center, and it is quite popular. I don't even know if she has any spaces left, to be honest
wow.
with you. It's very popular.
Well, you know, that's where we are, unfortunately, today. There's so many caregivers that are family members that it just evolves. That,
yes.
And it's an exhausting thing. I mean, just, you know, whether it's your wife, your husband, and you know, somebody, I was in a conversation within the last couple of days, and I forget where it was, but somebody came in their 70s because they needed help with their mother, who's in her 90s.
Oh, gosh.
And it's like, you know, this didn't happen 25 years ago. You weren't having this. The 70-year-old was the top of the
right.
the pyramid, so to speak.
Right.
To be turning around and I'm the adult child having to take care of mommy, and mommy's in her 90s.
That's true.
And that's difficult because, you know, in your 70s, you're slowing down anyway. I'm not saying you're not vibrant, but you can't be sleep deprived and everything else if your mom's in the house. We had Lydia Bastianich was on the cook.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the program about a month ago. Her mom is 97 and lives with her.
Wow.
And she called in, and in the conversation, I don't know who said to her about something about her mom. She goes, oh, mom's upstairs. She's getting dressed, and she'll be down. And this woman was phenomenal because she said, mommy was always there for me, and I would never turn my back on my mother.
Right.
And so my mother lives with me. And, you know, obviously you slow down a bit, but it's work. And Lydia's a different situation because she could probably have help in the house.
Right.
Very many people can't, you know, so that's a very important thing to have some sort
we
of
get a
group.
We get a lot of 7-year-olds calling the center or coming in, and I want to say to them, they say, I have an elderly parent that I'd like to come join. And I want to say to them, well, you can join too.
Right.
But in their mindset, they're not there yet.
Yeah, that's the truth. That whole world, there's a transition going on. I don't know what's going to happen to I'm 65. So the 65, 75, you know, 15 years ago, 65, you were going to the center.
Right. Not anymore.
65, 70, you're still working. I mean, there's no reason. I mean, it's a different lifestyle.
Right. A lot of our members that are younger will take advantage of the exercise classes, the trips, of course.
Right.
You know, some of the members are solely members for the trips. You know, they'll come just to take
Oh, it makes sense.
On the trips, because they don't want to drive to Westchester to go see a show.
It's organized for you. All I got to do is drive to the port, drive to the port senior center on the bus, and 3 or 4 hours later, I'm back and I go home.
Right.
And I had a good afternoon. And if you go on those trips, what I found with Great Neck, we ended us because the group that went stopped. And kind of aged out,
right,
to be honest with you. So it, 87, 88, it's like, I don't feel like going today. So you're right. It's a younger group that wants to go to these things.
Right.
So it ended. But when they did, you made friends, too, because you're on the bus. If I know I'm going to be on the bus with Jeff, I may not see you until the next bus ride. But then we continue our conversation. How is your son or how is your wife?
Right.
And it's socialization at its best.
We've had quite a few members that have recently moved to the Port Washington area, and they become a member and they make friends. And that's their way of making friends, because they don't have kids in school anymore to meet the moms at the school, or they're not going to meet them at a bar.
Right.
So they come to the center.
Some of the seniors in Northampton,
well,
I'm sure.
Typically they don't. But they come to the center in the hopes of, striking up a conversation, and some of them become fast friends, and it's wonderful because, they're new and they love the center for allowing them that opportunity to meet people.
Right, which is the important thing. Because it's very hard for a senior, especially, unfortunately, if they're by themselves, a widow or widower, they don't want to go out. But you can go into a senior center. It's so unassuming. It's so simple. You can sit, play bingo, and don't talk to anybody and go home. But that probably doesn't happen. But if you don't, you can. So nobody's going to attack you. When you walk in, Linda meets you and turn around and introduce you to a few people, and you take it from there.
True.
But, I think this is, I'm obviously very pro-senior centers because they're an important place.
They are.
And you with the trips is just absolutely tremendous. I think, I have to. You know Ann Tarcher?
No.
Ann's coming on at the end of the month.
Oh, from Glen Cove.
No. Ann's from Great Neck.
She's from Great Neck. No, I don't know her.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's what you should do. You should meet Ann. I'm going to have Ann, get in touch with you. Because, you could do stuff back and forth with Great Neck and Port.
Right. I haven't had an opportunity to get over to the Port Social Club or Social Center.
Yeah. They wanted to change. The name changed. But nevertheless, we're out of time. This has been a wonderful conversation with Linda from the Port Washington Senior Center. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.